The other world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Kalen Shaw. This, then, is Phil Hendry. Thank you, General. And you said that and you were pointing at me.
Yeah, I was pointing at you as if to say I'm at a point of evolution, and then I point to you and I go, this then.
Yes, as evolution sort of
goes downhill.
Oh, Phil.
Just screwing around, Mr. Hendry.
Cooing around?
They said, oh, look at you all of a sudden nitpicking the language.
I think I might, you know. I think I'm in that mood. So welcome here to our show on Monday. It is the 18th of May. The year is 2020. And before we do anything else, I want to remind everybody we did a promo for this at the beginning of the show. We got Bar Fight coming up.
Yes, we have Bar Fight tomorrow night. Now, there's not going to be a live netcast of the Bar Fight, but Phil will be doing a Facebook Live at 7, announcing the winner of a prize, the person who correctly predicts the winner of the fight.
Yes, so you have to go over to the Facebook fan page. That's Phil Hendry Show. Excuse me, Phil. It is facebook.com/PhilHendryFans.
Right, go over there and predict who you think will win the Bar Fight between Chef Carl Cedilia and Rudy Canoza, Bud.
Yeah, because Carl Cedilia and Rudy Canoza.
Yeah, I'm saying you go, Bud. Why can't you go here, Robert?
Okay, Robert.
Yeah, because...
Wait a minute, I get to do it.
All right, Bud.
But wait a minute, man.
Quit screwing around, will you? Go ahead, Bud.
Never mind, you do it.
No, that's all right, you do it.
No,
All right, I'll do it then. You guys are like baboons in a dance class. Honest to Christ.
Whatever that means.
I've got it. So, go to facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS. Predict who you think will win the Bar Fight tomorrow night between Chef Carl Cedilia. Wait, we already did that.
Yeah, Bud was going to explain the whole...
Yeah, it's a Bar Fight, because the last one...
Yes, the last one, they were both disqualified for homophobia and racism.
Yes, these guys were using homophobic and racist terms on each other, and the fight was called by Shorty Winston and Mr. Hendry, and so this is a rematch.
Right, and I've talked to both of the guys, and they're both on their best behavior, I think. It's just going to be a good, clean, brain-battering, brain-bashing Bar Fight.
So remember, go over there and vote and tell us why, and you could win.
We'll do a drawing 7 o'clock live on our Facebook, live at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock live on our Facebook Live, 7 o'clock live, Facebook Live.
Thank you.
What night?
Oh.
Tuesday.
Tomorrow night.
So that's exciting, and that's what's happening tomorrow night. And today, David G. Hall is at Steve Downs. If you're ready to...
If I'm ready for what?
If you're wetting for what?
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to wet your pants.
Look, I can get up and leave this place. All right, I'm sorry. Yes, if you're ready for that, the Steve Downs.
Well, Steve Downs, I'll just take over from here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Steve Downs was a disc jockey that Phil worked with at K-West, 1979, 80, 81. Steve was the program director there. And Steve then went on to KLOS Los Angeles, while Phil went on and did...
yeah, whatever he did.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then Steve, I believe, is back in Chicago. The last I checked, he's a very handsome man, good-looking man. Steve was doing some modeling, some print modeling.
He was. I saw some of those pictures.
And was an all-around good guy. I think you had very good memories of working with Steve, didn't you?
Yeah, Steve Downs, one of the great guys. So I think what happened here is, as I was talking about Steve, David Hall, who hasn't met Steve, I don't think, but he said, why don't I name the racetrack after him? And I said, what racetrack? And they took over this old racetrack out here in Riverside called Mulligan Downs. They renamed it Steve Downs.
Why do they just call it Mulligan Downs?
I don't know. I guess he thought it was more colorful than Mulligan Downs. Steve Downs.
The guy's name is Mulligan Downs. Which guy?
Man, you do that on purpose.
Yeah, you are, bud.
No, what's the guy's name?
Steve Downs.
Jesus, Phil.
Steve Downs.
You know, you're using your hand as if it's some sort of a shiv. Like you wanted to go ahead and shiv Bud. Lord have mercy.
Now, Phil, it gave us cause. It gave us cause for a pause.
So Steve Downs,
look at that. He bounded. He beats the what is it called?
Well, table.
When he beats the table, it made everything go wee.
It did, Phil. It caused all of the meters to vibrate.
Thank you.
What do you mean the meters to vibrate?
You thinking something filthy?
Wait a minute.
Well, you said it. Whoever dealt it, smelled it.
What the hell is this guy? You know what, Phil? You should take him in for a full brain scan before you get sued.
How would I get sued?
A member of his family hears him performing on this show, and they think you've made him into some kind of a circus freak, and I wouldn't blame them if they sued you. Sued you in excess of six figures.
Ha ha ha! Oh, man.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
Margaret is being, she thinks funny, but she's funny for reasons that she's not. What does that mean? Never mind. We'll get into it in a minute. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And let's get over here, as we promised, to... we're at Steve Downs is the name of this place that that David G. Hall is at. And this is a... it's an old racetrack out of Riverside that they've converted. Now, I hope that there's social distancing going on. I hope all of that jazz is taking place, because I'm not really sure what the protocol... So, David, is that... That's a real crowd that's behind you.
What is that supposed to mean? That's a real crowd?
Those are a lot of people out there.
We're socially distancing. I told you, I'm in one grandstand. We got a maximum of probably 1,000 people this grandstand. Next grandstand over is 1,000 people. Next, all right, so this is a very, very safe thing that we're trying. And I heard what you people were saying about Steve Downs. Yes, he was a great guy. Worked with Phil, was Phil's program director at what was the name of it?
K-West.
K-West, whatever that was. And
well, my understanding was a prominent rock station.
Yeah, sure. So
it was around for a while. So anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, I went ahead and renamed it Steve Downs as an homage to you, Phil. And I thought you'd like that. And I didn't think you'd come on the air and go, "Gee, I don't know what he's doing." Oh, woo, 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 woo. You know.
I didn't do anything of the sort.
Oh, you're worrying about social distancing, all this. Look, Phil, the country is opening back up.
Well, at least you're doing it responsibly.
Yes, we're doing it responsibly. Now, if I could win some money responsibly, you know. Sorry, excuse me.
That was very crude and unnecessary, and you might have found some humor in the moment.
Thank you, Margaret. Now, moving along, Phil, what we have here and what we're asking of your listeners is to understand that we're making our efforts at opening up the economy in a responsible way, and we hope that they do the same. I don't know how people are thinking they're going to do that, but this is our contribution.
All right, so let me get this straight. You rented out Mulligan Downs, the old racetrack in Riverside. You got a lot of people there. How did you advertise this?
I advertise it throughout in the industry, okay? Get 3,000 people in the industry to come out and do this, especially out here in the outskirts. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Tui, go put three down on that sunstroke and whatever little Jimmy wants, Jimmy gets. Yeah.
That's the name of a horse?
What is?
Whatever little Jimmy wants, Jimmy gets.
It's from that movie, is it Willy Wonka, Phil?
Willy Wonka?
Oh, you guys... Whatever little Willie wants.
Oh, yeah. So that's the horse was named after that.
Sort of. All right, here we go. Did you get the money down?
I tried to.
What an idiot.
You know, you don't want to be on the air with Phil calling people idiots, especially when they sound like that guy.
Sound like what guy?
That poor dimwit you were talking to.
That dimwit is in charge of our national sales. Wow.
All right, let's be cool.
Be cool. Hold on for a minute. So I got whatever little Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, little Jimmy. Whatever little Jimmy wants, Jimmy gets. Come on, little whatever little Jimmy wants. Goddamn, the name of that goddamn horse.
I thought the horses were named something a little bit shorter.
The jockeys are shorter than names. Yeah, I guess the name should be too. All right.
So, David, while you watch the race, you mind talking to me?
No, go ahead.
So you're watching this race. You got these people out there socially distant. Are you 6 feet away from everybody?
I'm 6 feet away from people that I don't know. I'm within the 6 foot range of guys like, you know, Eddie here, Jimmy, all the guys. The guy that placed the bet, that's Ed Hellman, okay? He's in charge of national sales here for our syndication and for our digital effort. And you're sitting there and you're going, whatever that dimwit was.
That was me. Or it might have been me.
I thought it might have been me.
Okay, whoever it was. How'd you like that, Jimmy?
I don't know.
All right, so that horse lost. Give me the ticket. Just let me, I'm going to rip it up myself.
Whee!
There you go. So I lost that race. But I know I can't be a loser forever as long as I believe in America. David G. Hall here at Steve Downs.
Whoa. You're not cutting out, are you?
I'm not doing what?
Are you leaving?
I thought that was the end of the report.
No, man. I got questions. I got things I need to know.
All right, Phil. Jesus, you don't have to start sounding like Buzz Gunderson out there on the cliff going, "I got questions." What do you want?
What I'd like, Buzz Gunderson. There's a real reference, huh?
What do you want, Phil?
What I'm asking you is this. So the public's not welcome.
Not now, no. And in so doing that, when we do it, then you can do it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
All right, you got another race.
Got another race. Joey, what you do? How many people know horse racing?
I don't know, but I will say I did see... it sounded like the race started.
Thanks.
That's the head of your digital effort, your sales effort.
Yes. All right. Bozo, go home. Bozo. Come on, Bozo. Bozo.
That's David. The horse is Bozo, go home.
Yeah. You know it?
I think I've read about it.
Bozo, go home.
Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Gotta, if you don't win, I hope you're glue. 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 It lost.
You're going to turn into glue.
Oh, I don't want to turn it into glue. All right, so there you go, Bill. Yeah.
What is that?
The gunfire sound effect that they have here. Kind of fun. All right, so next race is with the horse.
Now, you're looking at some kind of a racing form, I take it.
Yes. I got the racing form here. We did it all upright. Plus, we have a place where people get a bite to eat.
Now, is this some kind of an effort, David, to promote to the public that things are safe? But you're at a racetrack where the social distancing, all this stuff is kind of enforced. It's not like a regular day at the races.
It's as close to a regular day at the races as we can get. It's as close to that as we can get, and hopefully people will...
Well, maybe people will buy their own racetracks and do the same thing, huh?
All right, look, General, I know what you think of me. I know what you people think of me. You think I'm a big blowhard, big la-la-la-la, big mouth. But what I try to do is I try to give people ideas on how we can enjoy our lives in a bigger, broader, sweeter-smelling America.
All right, David G. Hall is at Steve Downs. That is a racetrack they've renamed. That used to be called Mulligan Downs out in Riverside. And waiting for the next race here. You've lost two races. Whatever little Jimmy wants, Jimmy gets. And then what was the other one?
Bozo goes home.
Bozo go home.
No, goes home.
You said it was go home.
And then I misspoke.
And that guy that's with you there, it's...
He's the head of... What is it with you people?
He sounds like he's got half a brain.
Did you... All right, wait a minute. Go. Yeah, go ahead. Get the bet down.
I'm going to get the bet down.
He's the head of our digital effort. The head of our digital platform. Oh, my God. All right, here we go. You got it? All right, now which horse is this? Lou No Can Do. Come on, Lou No Can Do. Lou, what kind of a name is that for a horse? Lou No Can Do. Come on, man!
You ain't won one race in this thing.
No, you gonna remind me? I know that. Come on. Come on, Lou. Come on, Lou No Can Do. Come on, Lou No Can Do. Come on. Come on. Fuck!
I take it you lost.
Yeah, I lost.
All right, well, David, I got to congratulate you and thank you for at least doing your part in bucking up people's spirits, letting people know that there are options.
Is it going to be long?
I beg your pardon?
Is this going to be a speech here? Because I got another bet down.
All right, David, so thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
Well, he doesn't sound like he was all that intent on telling you how to open up the economy.
Now, what was that about, really? That was just him having a party with a bunch of friends. I don't even know if there is a place called Mulligan Downs. I don't even know if he changed it to the name Steve Downs. And I don't even know if there was actually people there. It might have been a sound effects tape.
Hey. Now, tell us about Steve Downs, because we heard that this is a guy you know?
Yeah, it's a guy I worked with. I don't know. I mentioned him once to David, and I guess David thought, oh, there's a good name for a racetrack or something.
Why? Because his last name is Downs.
Yeah. But Steve Downs was our program director at K-West years and years ago. He came in from Pittsburgh. I'll never forget this gig. Where's everybody going?
Just I'm going to grab some coffee.
Yeah, I thought I'd... I'm saying something here, okay? Well, okay, never mind.
No, go ahead and tell the story.
Go on, Phil.
I was working at WSHE in Miami. Steve Downs was at, God damn it, he was in Pittsburgh at a rock station. And Frank Bennett was at KNAC in Long Beach. And we went over and we had dinner at Tom Yates's house in Venice Beach. We all came into town and we were the three new jocks, I guess, that were being hired from out of town. That was technically from out of town. And we had dinner, and we talked about the new radio station. And Steve was our program director, and off we went into the Wild Bluey, you know.
No, the Wild Bluey Yonder. Yeah, she said Wild Bluey.
No, I didn't. Into the Wild Blue Yonder. Now, where is K-West now? Now it's Power 106, so there you go.
Yay!
All right, folks, we'll be right back at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I know we're going to talk to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who has set up a flare drop. And is this for nasal swabs or something?
Yeah, Jay Santos, who, this is very questionable, Phil, he thinks that he's going to stop people, flare drop them, and stick a Q-tip up their nose.
Yeah, that's one for the books. I almost wish I was in line to be tested, just to, you know, see. I would be tested, too, emotionally as well as physically.
All right, well, we'll talk to Jay Santos, who has been very quiet, frankly, in the midst of this pandemic, very quiet. Usually Jay is very, very vocal and outspoken when it comes to something having to do with public safety, but he's been rather quiet. So we'll talk to Jay Sands when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Hey, it's Phil. I want to remind you that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we'll do a Facebook Live at facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, P-H-A-N-S. We'll announce the winner of our grand prize for our first bar fight here, our first quarterfinal bar fight. The person that picks the right winner. Well, I guess there's only one winner.
Yeah, you don't pick the wrong winner.
Right. The person who picks the winner will draw a name from those individuals who did pick the right fighter, and they'll win a prize, and we'll also give you the results of that quarterfinal fight, which will be held there at the Waverly Barroom Supply House that is owned by Ted Bell. And the fight is, of course, a rematch between Chef Carl Cedilia and Rudy Canoza, given the fact that the first fight was suspended due to, unsportsmanlike conduct and pretty outrageous.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of dirty words and everything.
Right, saying dirty words. So join us, 7 p.m., facebook.com/PhilHenryFans. And, just imagine that I explained this really well and you know what I'm talking about.
On the Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by King Cigars. You've never had anything in your mouth this good. And I say that with the greatest of respect. I'm talking about a cigar and nothing else. There's a lot of double entendre in the Phil Henry Show, and I aim to stop it. Hello, I'm Father Mac McGrady Davis Tungsten. And it's been my feeling that Phil Henry, with all of his double entendre and his cutesy-poo stuff, is really driving me up the wall. I need this guy to get on the straight and narrow, come back to the church for the first time in his life, take communion, have absolution. Let's get your shit together, Phil. King Cigars. For whatever time in life it's right, light a king. That's great. You're welcome. I didn't say you did anything for me. I just said it's great. Okay. King Cigars. 24 to the box. And by MindTech Hot Dogs, the most advanced hot dog there is. You've been eating that stuff out of that bin on the street. Knock it off and knock it off now. MindTech Hot Dogs. Round, perfectly configured, nutritious, sleek, almost aerodynamic. Yes, with the MindTech Hot Dog, you can have lunch and feel as if you're catapulting into another quadrant of the galaxy all at the same time.
Yay!
I'm only kidding. MindTech Hot Dogs. Eat a hot dog, travel into the future. New from
Trinilex.
World famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. Coming right back at you now. Here's Mr. Henry.
Thanks a lot, Bud Dickman. And Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police are out and about today. We'll be talking to them and getting their feelings, getting their views on a lot of things. You know, it's a goofy, goofy world that we're living in these days, folks. And one of the things that is happening is there's outside testing. There's COVID testing, you know. Jay is out there with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, I know you're out with a couple of the subcommanders, Jay. The last thing that I read that you were saying from your subcommander position there at home is that you didn't want any of your guys going outside of the house.
No, that's not exactly true, Phil. What we said and what we want to do is what we said we want to do is the following thing. Okay, hold on for a minute. Sure, that guy almost hit me right there. That truck. Go.
Was that a guy? Wait a second. Was that some guy actually doing that? Was that a guy doing the siren?
We had to use mouth sirens because we don't have any real sirens right now. They're broken. You know,
we had a mouth siren cop. Remember when Lloyd Bonafide was doing it?
That's where we got the idea.
I want to jump in here. You're using sirens.
Phil, how long is this going to take?
All right, what do you want to ask, Margaret?
I want to ask this monkey here.
All right, thank you very much.
Wait a minute. Margaret, be respectful.
Jay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to ask you, are you using real sirens, or those are actually guys doing it?
Those are my subcommanders taking off in the car, and one of them leans out the window. You know how embarrassing this is?
Well, look, Santos, mouth siren cop, you got a lot of traffic going by, don't you?
You sure as hell do. Do you see that guy there? As soon as you get that other guy... Radio ahead to,
Stand of Vanderbilt.
Are you making radio noises again?
No, this is real. Motorists are traveling excessive speed, going to come down to their block there. As soon as you make that flare drop down, I want you to pull that guy over, okay? Where was I?
Well, we were asking about the mouth sirens.
Right, so I just had a guy go by. I just directed Sub-Commander Tunnell to go ahead. What are you waiting for me for?
What? Didn't you have anything else to say to us?
The guy's speeding. Go after him, man.
So that's one of your sub-commanders leaning out the window.
Yes, it is. And I knew that when I came on your program tonight, Mr. Henry, you'd be all over me like stink on you-know-what on account of that.
I'm not saying anything, man. All I'm telling you is that reminds us of the Lloyd Bonafide mouth siren guy that we had. Remember old Lloyd Bonafide, right?
Yes, I remember him. That's where we got the idea.
Oh, okay, so you're ripping him off.
I don't think he's going to care. Wait, he owns that idea? What gives here anyway, okay? I can do anything I want. We got a bunch of broken sirens. We had those automatic hand crank sirens that we bought over here at CVS Pharmacy.
They were hand crank sirens?
Yes. You cranked them and they went... Go ahead. Billy, you do a good impression of it. Yeah, that...
How many sub-commanders are out there?
Not counting Billy, who's with me, we've got four. Not counting me and Billy, we have four. Counting me and Billy, we have,
You'd have six.
Well, wait a minute. We've got four, counting me and Billy.
Six.
Wait a minute. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
You got four sub-commanders out there.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, six. So not counting me and Billy,
It's six.
No, it ain't, man.
It's four. Counting you and Billy, it's six.
All right. What we'll do, we'll go out here and get in a car on the highway and byway, Billy and I. And Billy, you're the siren, okay? So we'll go out. We got a lot of people speeding out here, Phil, and we'll give you... Here comes a guy right now. You got the radar gun on him? We don't have a radar gun, so Billy just counts by the second.
Why don't you use a stopwatch?
We don't have a stopwatch.
You guys don't have anything, do you?
Billy's... Go ahead, Billy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, he's speeding. Okay, there's a guy that was speeding because Billy counted it down. There he goes. So, we're going to get in the car here. Wow, look, he almost hit me. Oh, man, that turkey almost hit me. All right, so here we go. Keep an eye out the window, Billy, for the car, because I got to make sure I know where this guy is, okay? Okay. All right, there he is. Hit the siren. Hey.
Hey.
Look, people. Pull it over.
Yeah, what?
Because you're speeding, you almost hit me. Hit it again. What with him? He's the siren. You don't hear it? Oh, forget it. All right, we'll turn around. We'll go back to checkpoint.
So why do you give up?
It's too much of a hassle. He's a pain in the ass. Who cares? He's probably going to kill himself. Sounds good to me. All right, so I, as far as I'm concerned, but that's what we're trying to do, Phil. We're just trying to save lives, you know?
All right, well, Jay, you know, bless your heart, and I've obviously, in my time with you...
I know that you mean well when you say bless your heart, Phil, but it sounds like I'm some kind of grandkid. Or just like I'm sort of a mentally retarded stepson or something. You're going, oh, bless your heart, while I've got chocolate and stuff down the front of me. See what I'm saying?
Not really. So just hold on, Jay. So, bless your heart, you're out there at least trying to track these speeders, but you also wanted to do nasal swabs.
Yeah, what we're trying to do with nasal swabs... Okay, here comes Sub-Commander Billings. How'd it go?
So, I pull him over, and I said, you were speeding. And he goes, you don't have the right... And then I tried to nasal swab him, and he kicked me in the balls, and he hit you in the balls.
That's right.
Do you get the license plate number?
So your officer was assaulted.
Yes. Did you get the license plate number?
No, I did not.
Did you?
No.
Why not?
Well, my balls hurt, and I was helping him. I was icing down his balls.
You were icing his balls down, and you didn't see anything.
You know, Santos, either you got yourself a...
Oh, General, I don't need your advice right now, okay?
You're the same Citizens Auxiliary Police, though, Jay. You were at Dannemora. You remember when those two convicts were on the loose, and you got
to y'all going. Doo-doo-doo.
You remember when those guys were on the loose, and you guys are playing grab ass in the parking lot?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's right. And after that, you put up on your Twitter site a no grab ass zone. Is it still a no grab ass zone?
Yes, ma'am, it is. And we learned our lesson. And I'm sorry about that. All right, you see that? All right, go ahead, Tungsten. I'm going to send out the sub-commander so the other guy speed. Go ahead. What happened?
I forgot my lunch.
You got a speeder out there, goddamn.
So those guys are going to pull these dudes over. These guys don't have to pull over because you've pretty much acknowledge that it's illegal for you to force them over, right?
That's right. I mean, I've not... Look it. We're out here. We're going to catch the big fish, okay? If somebody wants to give us a hard time about pulling them over, we'll let them go. We don't care. Come on, let's get back in the car. I'll show you what I'm talking about, Phil. We're going to chase this one speeder down that I just saw. And, you know, this is what I'm talking about right here. Here we go. Yeah. Come on, hit it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
You have to pull over, ma'am, because you're speeding.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Fuck it. All right. Go ahead. What do you want?
Why does the young man sound like that?
It's a siren. If you don't want to pull over, I don't want... Why are you following me?
Let me see if I can do it. Yes, it is.
Well, you're a real pole smoker, aren't you? You know what, lady? If I wasn't on a radio or on a podcast right now...
On a what?
Never mind. Just let's get out of here. So there you have it, Phil. That is what we're up against here today on the city streets of Los Angeles as we try to do COVID tests as well as catch speeders.
I don't know what that was. Was that some woman you tried to pull? She wouldn't...
I tried to pull.
You tried to pull her over?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
And she wouldn't pull over for you, so you just let her go, and then she started mocking you by doing her own siren.
Yeah, what is this? Are you giving a big review just so you can stand me up in front of people and go, here, sit up, boy, sit up, and drop a biscuit in my mouth?
Well, you know what, Sanders, the way you're acting, yes. In many ways, you are like something sitting on one of those traffic cones, flattened out, so you can sit up, get a biscuit in your mouth, and you can go,
Yeah, well, that's a seal. That's not a dog. Oh, got you on that one.
That's right, Jay. You really nailed us on that one. Sanders, you are a simple-minded... You are one of the most simple-minded... Oh, man.
General, I am out here saying lies.
Yeah.
And that's what we do to help keep you safe. F this.
You want to disconnect your phone, man, or you're going to rip it right out of the...
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Now, did he actually test people? I don't think so. He couldn't get anybody to pull over. That's Jay Santos, along with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, at a checkpoint somewhere out there in Torrance. They were traffic coning speeders, and they were also trying to test people for COVID-19, but he can't get the swab up their noses because he can't pull anybody over because they all realize he doesn't have the legal right to do that. And that is today's modern Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I was just trying it out.
That's pretty good, bud.
Thank you.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget tomorrow, man, we're drawing we're going to draw the name of a winner. If you correctly pick who wins tomorrow's bout, tomorrow's big rematch between Chef Carl Cedilia and Rudy Canosa, then we put you in the running for a prize, man. If we pull your name, you win the prize. It's going to be something out of the merch store. Get on over to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, and make your pick and tell us why. And we'll see you on a Facebook Live there tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific.